Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Radio Show. I'm not Alex Jones. I'm Jakari Jackson for the InfoWars Nightly News. Definitely want to thank David Knight for filling in for the first 2 hours. Alex is out on location shooting an assignment with Rob Dew, and he'll be back next week. And we'll also have Paul Joseph Watson joining us for the remainder of the hour right after this break. Now, also in this hour, we're going to premiere Alex's video about Superman, the review of Superman, and also, I guess, what you would call a preview of World War Z. Now, I'm pretty sure many people are familiar with the Superman film, but for World War Z, those who are not familiar, it's a zombie movie. And it's about how great the UN is and how bad the rest of us are. You know, if you're one of the elite, one of the elect, you can go off to the aircraft carriers or whatever when the zombie plague comes. But if you're just a normal person trying to live your everyday life when the zombie invasion comes, that's it for you. And I haven't had a chance to see the film myself. I believe David Knight had a chance to watch it last night. But I have seen Superman, and I'll talk about that a little bit in preview before Watson joins us in the next few minutes. I went out and saw Superman this past week, and it was a very interesting film. You know, I'm a big comic book guy, so I may have some critiques about it that other people don't get. But by and large, I thought it was a very good family-friendly film. You know, if you have maybe about a 12 or 13-year-old, it's probably very appropriate for them. It's not as near as dark as the Batman movie, so it's I think it's good for the whole family. By and large, there's a lot of criticism about the film as far as religious aspects of it. And I will admit, it does have a very heavy Christian tone to it. There's even one point, this isn't a big spoiler, but there's even one point in the film where Superman actually goes to church. So I guess some people were offended by that or, you know, had whatever feelings about that. But it's a good positive movie, but it does talk about things such as eugenics, drones, a lot of other things that I thought were pretty interesting. It was a very entertaining film. Had time on Krypton and all that. So it's a very special effects heavy film, very interesting. If you're like me and you were turned off by the last Superman movie because there was really no action or anything to that effect, it's very entertaining. They punch people through walls and big explosions and all that good stuff. So I thought it was a very entertaining film. And people ask, you know, why do you guys talk about movies like Superman? Why do you talk about video games? It's because it's propaganda. It can be conditioning, or it could be, in some cases, a warning. And various people have their opinions about this and that. But, you know, the last video game review I did was for a video game called Rainbow Six Patriots. And this is a game that's going to come out on the next generation consoles, Xbox One and also PlayStation 4. And this is a video game about how a special operations group called the Rainbow Six go out and they tackle the terrorist. And this particular threat happens to be Patriots, domestic terrorists, as I guess they call them in this new video game. The Rainbow Six is it's a long line of video games. I'm not exactly sure how many they have in the series, but this isn't their first rodeo. And they chose to choose a domestic threat, saying that people who are upset about banker bailouts, people who may be associated in activism groups such as Occupy Wall Street and things like that, they may just have a screw loose. And actually, the trailer, we're not going to play it right here because our time is short. But in the trailer, you can see these guys, they walk in, they say, I could skin a buck, I could run a trout line, and I'll kill your wife if you don't do exactly what I say. And they strap this guy up with a bomb. And then the hero, Rainbow Six, they come in, they're shooting police and throwing hostages off bridges and stuff. And I'm not making this stuff up. And, you know, people have said that they're very unhappy with Ubisoft, the game's publisher, and have gone to their Facebook page. And if you go to the Ubisoft Facebook page, you can see it right there. Half the comments are just negative comments about Rainbow Six. And Ubisoft makes many more games than Rainbow Six, but people's like, I'm not buying Ubisoft games anymore. I'm tired of you guys with all this propaganda, pushing this in our face, saying that Patriots are bad. People who support the Second Amendment are bad. And it's not just, you know, Rainbow Six. We also see this in a lot of the TV shows and movies and other things such as that. Alex and I did a report a little bit back called Hollywood Hates Militiamen, and we just document how they're demonizing militia groups and so forth. People who just care about their country, if you know the Constitution, if you can quote the Constitution, you're some evil sovereign citizen. We've seen that on 60 Minutes and so forth. But our break is coming up, and I do believe we'll have Paul Joseph Watson with us right after this break, so stay tuned.
Introduce. Processing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel like I'm biased by TV.
The NSA is. You got that right. The NSA is always watching. They had it right. How old is that song? Does anybody know? Well, they knew way back then that people were tapping your phones in mid-80s. Okay, so before the whole internet craze, but they were watching you back then and have even more of a dragnet on you now. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Radio Show. I'm Jakari Jackson filling in. I want to thank Dave Knight, of course, for doing the first 2 hours. And now we're going to go to Paul Joseph Watson, who's going to take us out for the rest of the show. Paul?
Hi, Jakari. Good to be here.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, we're talking about the death of Michael Hastings, the Rolling Stone journalist. Now, as you know, we often get accused of saying that everything's a conspiracy theory. I don't involve myself in that. I think that certain events are accidents or genuinely organic events. An example would be the Woolwich attack last month. I put out a YouTube video which ended up getting 500,000 viewers, basically saying that yes, this was a real event. It wasn't staged by crisis actors, and we got a lot of heat for that. But now this incident involving Michael Hastings, the Rolling Stone journalist, certainly has a lot of suspicion attached to it with new developments today. So if you want to introduce, you know, what happened, then we can get into the evidence.
since he was a Rolling Stones writer. He was allegedly driving down the street in his Mercedes-Benz at a high rate of speed. The story says he allegedly struck a tree and the car burst into flames. Now, I'm very interested in hearing from Mercedes as to whether or not their car spontaneously combusts. I'd love to hear them, retort that statement. But if you watch the videos or see the pictures, you'll see that most of the damage done to the vehicle appears to be done to the back. You can see it right there if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. And also has some hefty damage to the front. But why is the back end so heavily damaged if he struck a tree head on? That's a question that many people are asking. There's speculations that there may have been a bomb planted in the vehicle. Speculations maybe even a drone took him out. You know, like I said, I can't vet that one way or the other. But he had also made some very powerful enemies. One McChrystal, as well as many other high-ranking officials, just didn't like this guy. He also said himself, Hastings said, you know, when you go against these dudes, and this is a paraphrase, he said, when you go against these dudes, a lot of them want you dead.
Precisely, and that's what he was most known for, was the 2010 Rolling Stone expose of General Stanley McChrystal, where he basically exposed the fact that the top generals in the military were being denigratory towards the Obama administration. They were having bickering between the two, and that ended up obviously in General McChrystal being fired and replaced with Petraeus. According to LA Weekly, Hastings was also working on an expose of the CIA in the weeks before his death. And we also found out that he contacted a WikiLeaks lawyer in the very hours before the, quote, accident.
That's right.
Fearing the fact that he was being investigated by the FBI, which the FBI came out today and denied that they had any dealings with him, despite the fact that his body was only identified yesterday as a result of the coroner in Los Angeles matching the fingerprints with those held on file by the FBI.
And we know the FBI never lies, Paul, because they had a situation with the Tamerlan associate, the boxer, the MMA fighter. They go and talk to this guy, and first the guy lunged at him because he had a knife, and then he didn't have a knife, and they just started shooting, and he ended up dead. So we know that they never falsify any statements.
Well, exactly. I mean, that carried on for about a week, didn't it? This guy was shot 6 times in the head, Todashev. He was obviously a friend with one of the accused Boston bombers. For about almost a week, if I recall, the FBI were saying he had a weapon, he lunged at them, it was self-defense on behalf of the agents. Later had to admit that was complete baloney. He didn't have a weapon, he didn't lunge at anyone. And that investigation seems to have just, tailed off into nothing.
And he also told his friend that he didn't want his friend to leave because he was in fear for his life.
Precisely. And there's also this new report about the FBI which came out yesterday. They investigated themselves basically in incidents of FBI shooting other people involved in cases over the last 20 years, since 1993. And in 150 incidents of people being shot by the FBI, I believe it was 80 killed, 70 injured, the FBI said that there was no wrongdoing in any of those 150 cases, despite the fact that one was known to be somebody they mistook for a bank robber. Mm-hmm. They shot and, I believe, injured him. He won in court. He got a settlement. And still, the FBI cleared themselves and said that that wasn't a case of wrongdoing in FBI agents shooting other people. In every single case, 150 people shot over the last 20 years, the FBI says no wrongdoing. So based on that evidence, can you really trust them that they had no involvement with Hastings, even though they identified his fingerprints from the body as a result of matching them with FBI prints of Hastings that they had on record? So they must have had some dealings with him, but now they come out today and say, we had nothing to do with it, despite the fact that Hastings, in the hours before his death, contacted this WikiLeaks lawyer and said, they were investigating me.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, reports are still coming in. I'm interested in what the eyewitnesses have to say. They say they heard, or some say they saw, some said they heard an explosion go off. And then, you know, the engine is flying down the street and so forth. And I think about, you know, when you watch a NASCAR race or so forth and you see these horrendous wrecks, there's a lot of shrapnel and so forth. But I don't recall ever seeing an engine fly down the raceway.
Well, here's the thing. This is what strikes me about it, and I'm not a technical expert in any of this, but this is what a lot of the people on all the car websites, all the vehicle experts are saying. The engine and the transmission from the vehicle was found, this is public knowledge now, it was found, and we've got pictures of it, 100 feet away from the scene of the crash, the supposed crash up against the tree. So the engine flies out 100 feet away. And that's not suspicious. They also had a white sheet. If you look at some of the pictures, They've put a white sheet over the front of the vehicle for whatever reason. I don't know. Some people are claiming the front of the vehicle's basically entirely missing, which is not consistent with a crash. It's more consistent with some kind of incendiary device. Mm-hmm. And even those who are calling us, you know, calling the questioning of his death a trutherism in that pejorative debunking term. Even they're saying that certain aspects of this are suspicious. And to not ask questions about it in light of the fact that we know he had made numerous enemies in high places, CIA, FBI, the military generals, it would be completely remiss not to ask questions about it. And then on top of that, his colleagues all said he was paranoid, he was freaked out, he was a nervous wreck in the days before this happened. This is a quote, he was incredibly tense and very worried and was concerned that the government was looking in on his material, said one of his colleagues. Also, his editor at BuzzFeed, Ben Smith, said that Hastings had told his family and friends, quote, he was concerned that he was under investigation. And then another friend of Hastings said, he was very paranoid that he was being watched by the FBI. So all his friends are saying he's paranoid, he's a nervous wreck. We know he was also very concerned about the AP wiretapping scandal of journalists. He believed he was a target. He was doing stories on the CIA. He was doing a story on the FBI in relation to the Petraeus scandal. And he winds up dead after his Mercedes, which is one of the safest cars in the world, basically a brand new model, appears to explode into flames after hitting a tree. Then you look at some of the pictures, there's very little damage to the tree, and the actual crash seems more consistent with the vehicle having some kind of incendiary device planted in it rather than just a straightforward crash. That's not what I'm saying. That's what a lot of the experts on these vehicle websites have said about it. So you tie it in with the fact that he was a known enemy of the establishment. He had all these blockbusters apparently coming up, about to be released. As you said earlier, Jakari, he had received death threats from staffers linked to McChrystal. They said, we're going to come after you, we're going to kill you. He also received death threats from other people, which is documented in his book. You've got the death threats, you've got, he's a nervous wreck before, he's paranoid, apparently under investigation by the FBI, getting ready to release all these stories.
Exactly. Now, Paul, I want to chime in on one thing that you said that's very important. We talked about the tarp over the vehicle. Why would they need a tarp to cover up this vehicle? I think about a similar situation on 9/11 at the Pentagon when they were taking, I guess, shrapnel or whatever else out of the Pentagon, and they brought out this big blue tarp to cover up whatever they were bringing out. Like, why do you need to cover that up? And not even talking about the Pentagon, but talking about a car wreck. I've never seen a car wreck where they covered up anything beside the body of the victim.
Well, that's what my first thought was. Maybe they're covering up to hide the charred body of the victim. But if you look, it's, you know, you could just look in the passenger window and see the victim. So that can't be the reason for it. The reports that I've read state that the police arrived on the scene almost immediately, which in, you know, these days of austerity and cutbacks, you rarely see that. It takes them at least 10, 15 minutes. So they were on the scene immediately. This white tarp gets thrown over the vehicle, and then you've got all the questions about the damage to the vehicle. There appears to be, you know, the front of the car appears to be completely missing in a couple of photos, which suggests that's why they put the tarp on, for whatever reason, I don't know. So there are a lot of questions about it. There's a lot of motive behind it. That's the thing. If you take the example of Woolwich, which I said was a natural incident, wasn't staged according to the evidence, there seemingly was no motive to stage that incident. But in the death of Hastings, there's motive on behalf of a ton of different people linked to, you know, the highest positions of power, CIA, FBI, Department of Justice.
Okay, so Paul, hold that thought. We have to go to break. And Paul's bringing up a very good point. We'll talk about all that. We'll talk about the FBI and their drones. They say, yeah, we have drones, but we don't use them all that much. We'll talk about all that right on the other side.
It the most. Will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Power Swabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Power Swabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Power Swabs risk-free, dial 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends, family, and coworkers talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-960-9553. 1-800-960-9553.
I hear the train a-comin', it's rollin' around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine, I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom prison, and time keeps dragging on.
No, I think he's stuck in the prison spy grid.
But that train keeps rollin', on down the San Antonio.
I like Johnny Cash. It reminds me of that debate. I think it was a GOP debate, and they asked Michelle Bachmann, do you like Johnny Cash? Do you like Elvis better? And she's like, I was like, you can't answer that simple question if you like Johnny Cash or Elvis. I like Johnny Cash, but each his own. Now, before we go back to Paul Joseph Watson, I'm Jakari Jackson, filling in for Alex Jones. Myself and Paul are going to be hosting for the remainder of the show. Go to the InfoWars shop and pick up this State of Mind, the DVD, and also the Blu-ray. Available. It's a great film about mind control, about many things. Alex is in it, and many other people are in it. I believe we're selling that exclusively at the InfoWars shop, so definitely go and pick yours up today. Now, before we go back to Paul Joseph Watson, I have this article right here that we were referencing, talking about the FBI. The FBI has received aviation clearance for at least four domestic drone operations, and it goes on to have a quote from Mueller, where he says, we very, very rarely use these things in a minimal way and very seldom and very few and all these very small accounts, according to him. So, Paul, you're also talking about the FBI, so go ahead and finish your thought on that.
Yeah, well, with regard to the drones, trying to sell this myth that it's, you know, just a few occasions they've used them. For years, the Department of Homeland Security has been pouring millions of dollars into local police departments to develop domestic drone programs for, quote, public safety. If you go to an article I wrote back in February, DHS advances plan for public safety drones. This documents how their program, Robotic Aircraft for Public Safety, has been ongoing for years. Police departments get anything from a quarter to a half million dollars every time they launch one of these domestic drone programs. So it's already been underway domestically for years under the auspices of the Department of Homeland Security. And the FBI is no different. Of course, you have the video which we put out from the Shadow Hawk drone, which is this 50-pound mini helicopter, again funded by the DHS. Police departments across America are buying it with the aid of DHS funding. And the promotional video for that drone shows it spying on a, quote, illegal gun sale.
Mm-hmm.
So they're planning to use these things for illegal gun sales in the US, according to their own promotional propaganda. So the fact that domestic drones have been on the agenda, you know, the FAA says, what, 30,000 drones in American skies within the next 10 years. It's already been happening for years. And I think one of the most popular misconceptions about drones is that they will be these huge predator-type things. They won't. In 5 to 10 years, they're going to have insect drones. They're already developing them under DARPA and other different agencies. Insect-sized drones that are going to whiz around your backyard and spy on you. So it's not going to be very visible, but it's going to be plentiful because they're going to get them down to a smaller and smaller size.
And also, we see them, not just the insect drones, but, you know, one of the, I guess, retail type that you can go to a surveillance store, not just a surveillance store, but a electronics store and purchase. You can rig these things up with cameras. We've also seen, you can go on YouTube and watch FPS Russia shoot one of those little drones and it has a gun attached to it. I mean, these things are very real, very feasible, especially as technology advances and these things become more readily available.
Oh, certainly. The Shadow Hawk drone that I mentioned has the capability for a 12-gauge shotgun to be attached, as well as a taser device. So they're going to have them for surveillance. They're going to have them weaponized. And, you know, we're going to be living in a they-live type scenario. But even the makers of the drones, like David Cenciotti, who helped develop some of these swarm drones that work together, have openly said they're going to be used for homeland security purposes, hunting terrorists. You know, the DHS identifies as terrorists. Mm-hmm. So the scope of this is all going domestic over the next few years. And it's kind of like the NSA revelation with the FBI revelation about the drones. We already knew it was happening, and now suddenly everybody is concerned about it. We've been concerned about it for years.
Exactly. And just like you alluded to, the new domestic threat, the terrorists, the Tea Parties, the guys with the Gats and front flags and skin bucks and run front lines. But, Paul, our time is short. In this segment, we'll come back on the next break, and you can tell us about Kurzweil and transhumanists. I know you have a lot of that coming up. But before we do that, I just want to remind everybody, State of Mind at InfoWarsShop.com. It also comes with a free American Dream. This is a great animated film. If you have about a 13-year-old, it's probably fine for them. But it goes over the history of the Federal Reserve, but also get the State of Mind at InfoWars Shop. It's a great film. It's a great thing for you and your family. Alex is in it. Many other great people are in it. And it's just one of the great products you can get at InfoWarsShop.com. And like I said, Alex will be back Sunday on the radio show. He's out on location right now with Rob Dooley, so they're bringing you more special reports, more things. This is what your money and stuff goes to when you support the InfoWar, when you go to PrisonPlanet.tv, and also InfoWars Nightly News tonight at 7 p.m.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Jones Radio Show. Jakari Jackson and Paul Joseph Watson filling in. Now, before we go back to Paul, we have this clip we'd like to premiere here on the radio. This is Alex Jones' breakdown of the new Superman movie and also World War Z.
Chris Nolan and David Goyer that brought us the blockbuster Dark Knight trilogy have now put out The Man of Steel. They are throwing in your face the memes that the global elite are actually obsessed with. Genetic engineering, eugenics, world government, terraforming, it's all there. And I'm going to break down the dichotomy between the messages in Superman, the Man of Steel, and World War Z with Brad Pitt. Director and the writers of The Dark Knight, especially in the third installment, put out deep French Revolution, Illuminati, Jacobin ideology. For someone that has researched this information, it was a very disturbing film, and shows that the writers and the director have a deep knowledge of what's going on in secret societies. And that's why it's so shocking to go see The Man of Steel, which is undoubtedly the best comic book adaptation to film I've ever seen, and had about a 98% rating towards pro-liberty. There are very few things that are pro-globalist, anti-human propaganda in the film. My main criticism is it shows the FBI paramilitary pointing guns at Lois Lane in her face as if she's a threat and done something wrong and basically kidnapping her. So it does promote the police state. But other than that, from A to Z, this film is a revolution against the goals of the globalist. Another criticism that some students of esoteric knowledge can bring forth is that it is a pro-antichrist film, though I disagree with that view. You have the God-man who falls from the stars to earth. He is 33 years old when he's forced to go public to save humanity. In the original 1933 writing, he's clearly a Christ figure, whose father is named Joseph and whose mother is named Mary. And the makers of this new film and the writers admit that he is a Christ figure. But I wouldn't call him an anti-Christ figure because he supports free will and he supports the general humanity. Whereas the true anti-Christ figure, I would say, is more represented by General Zod. General Zod, though, believes that he should control creation and wants to terraform an already living planet to re-engineer it, to recreate Krypton here on Earth. Jor-El, Superman's father, represents the archetypal Renaissance figure of renewal or expansion and liberty, who is blocked by the Krypton Council and other corrupt forces from trying to save his species. So the film also points out that the ruling elite is stagnant and corrupt and is not infallible and is the greatest threat to humanity. Jor-El also criticizes the genetic engineering of the species into specialized eugenics-based groups instead of allowing natural development of the species. Let me introduce the Paul Revere scale now that we're going to begin using in Infowars.com movie reviews. The more horses, the more pro-liberty, pro-human empowerment the film is. And on a scale of 1 to 10, I would give Superman, Man of Steel, 9 horses. There are literally hundreds of deep archetypal messages in this film. And regardless of what you think about it, it is deep on many, many levels. Superman, and this is a spoiler alert, at the end takes out a Predator drone that is spying on him and explains that it's wrong to violate people's privacy. There's a lot of pro-liberty messages. Also, as a child, he has X-ray vision, so he sees people's beating hearts, their skeletons. And that's a metaphor or an allegory of people that are very attuned and intelligent who are actually driven mad by how complex reality is. And it's a allegory of the burden of the highly intelligent who are not predatory and who don't decide to use their advanced intelligence to suppress and dominate the rest of humanity. Overall, it's an anti-centralization message. It's an anti-military-industrial complex message. It's an anti-eugenics message. It's an anti-stagnant, inbred, monopoly elite message. The message is, we must have a renaissance and reach for the stars. And overall, it is one of the most positive films I've seen in a long time. And it follows a rebellion in Hollywood that I have been basically informed of from multiple high-level sources over the last few years, that they're tired of the left-right paradigm, that you're either a liberal, socialist, communist, anti-gun person, or you're allowed to be kind of a neocon, warmonger, conservative. the people are voting with their dollars, voting with their eyes, with what they watch, and we are forcing more and more wholesome messages to come out, like Ed Asner and the movie Up, like Oblivion. I'm not even a Tom Cruise fan, but that message is anti-tyranny, anti-technocracy, anti-compartmentalization. And there's more and more of these films coming out, like Elysium, that is absolutely exposing the robotic technocracy. Now let's look at World War Z. I was able to get some of the early scripts about 6 months ago. We also have the book, which I've read, World War Z. And now they've gone into multiple rewrites and reshoots. So as the film prepares to come out, we are not 100% exactly what's in it. But we do have the earlier versions, and they're very similar to the book, which is an anti-human, pro-elite, pro-mass extermination manifesto that I can only describe as ultra-Hitlerian. They say in the book and in earlier versions of the film that there's nothing worse than American militias and gun owners. And thank God the zombie apocalypse happened, because at least it reduced the numbers of humans worldwide and allowed the UN to invade America and put gun owners and families in concentration camps. They praise communism in the book and in the earlier screenplays. It is a piece of authoritarian pornography. And despite the fact it has a mega budget and Brad Pitt is behind it, I predict this film will not perform as good as other films that have more wholesome messages. People are sick of the psychic poison. The globalists want to turn off our life force, turn off our self-preservation instinct. They want to teach us it's sexy and cool to be anti-human. And in the book and the earlier screenplays, they talk about how being cold-blooded and exterminating masses of people and feeding families to the zombies was the smart thing to do, and how the United Nations used the crisis to bring in their global government and finally crush right-wing libertarians in America. And then you look at the big megabanks that control the world and are setting up global taxation, and who are above the law and exempt through the UN and have diplomatic immunity. This is what they're promoting. There's going to be a worldwide biological release that reduces world population, and that the UN will manage the globe during this crisis. This is all basically a Jim Jones Kool-Aid drinking drill. Jim Jones had his followers in Guyana hundreds of times drill drinking the Kool-Aid until finally they put the cyanide in it and everybody poisoned themselves. And that's what this is. Just get ready for major collapse. And those of you that work for the technocracy, who are specialists, like the Brad Pitt character, you'll get to go be on the ships safe from the bioweapon release. You'll get to go to the underground bases during the mass calamity and collapse that is coming. And then I researched their underground seed banks, their martial law plans. They're actually gearing up for something like this. And they've got all these scientists and top police and military signed on to believing they're going to be protected during all this. I have not seen it yet. It's coming out tomorrow. But I've read the book, seen the early screenplays. I would have to give it zero Paul Revere's as an anti-human treatise. Shelling the zombies as the liberators of humanity. Shelling the image of humanity as a bunch of walking dead. Thoroughly disgusting. So I give World War Z zero Paul Revere's. So World War Z is a dress rehearsal for worldwide planetary genocide and a reengineering of our planet. They're selling General Zod's takeover as a good thing in World War Z. And so that's why I hope that World War Z is a failure, and that positive films like Oblivion and Man of Steel and Up and so many others become the norm. Because there's a fight for the heart and soul of Hollywood right now. And regardless of what you think about Hollywood, it is the worldwide propaganda channel of the globalist. And you're seeing a spiritual fight, a cultural fight for the future of humanity taking place right now. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. This is another film review. Superman, the Man of Steel versus World War Z, only at InfoWars.com.
All right, and there was the review for World War Z versus The Man of Steel. And I haven't seen World War Z. It just came out, but I'm pretty sure Superman's going to be a lot better. Paul, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Have you had a chance to see either one of the films?
I'm actually going to see the Superman film tomorrow morning, so I'm looking forward to that.
Okay, now, Paul, I know you had a lot of different things you want to talk about, and I don't want to spoil the movie for you, but Alex already said it, so there is a eugenics aspect to the film where they have planned births and so forth. So it's all the propaganda coming in there, and, you know, and guys like Goyer, who wrote, co-wrote Superman, he also wrote, or at least co-wrote The Dark Knight, the Batman movies, and also the video game Black Ops. So the guys are definitely well-informed, well-involved in what's going on in the world.
Well, precisely. I mean, they're on the cutting edge, aren't they? Alex also mentioned the film Elysium, which is, you know, the upcoming dystopic Matt Damon film. And in that, humanity separates into two new class systems. Those who get the cybernetic upgrades, they go and live on an off-planet habitat. And then the rest of humanity is consigned to a dying Earth, you know, overpopulated, lack of food, lack of sanitation. So this theme runs through a lot of Hollywood blockbusters at the moment, because it's also on the cutting edge of science with, you know, people like Ray Kurzweil talking about it, which we can move on to now.
Sure.
Well, there was this Global Futures 2045 conference last weekend in New York. Ray Kurzweil, who of course is an inventor futurist, we spoke about him on the show many times before, he gave another speech in which he basically re-outlined what he first set forth in his book, The Age of Spiritual Machines. Now, for people who haven't read the book, it was written in 1999. He basically predicted almost every technological development from 1999 to 2009. The iPod, Netflix, the Kindle, everything that we now use and take for granted, which was unheard of in 1999, he predicted it. So he's got a quite accurate track record, which is interesting because by 2029, if you read his book, he predicts that humans will have cybernetically augmented their bodies. They're going to have brain interfaces, chips, augmentations that allow them to be smarter, have greater memories, be more immune from disease and so on. But what Kurzweil doesn't admit in his speeches, such as the one that happened last weekend, is the fact that this kind of technology is not going to be available for all of us. It's going to be available for a super elite that uses it to dominate and enslave the rest of the population. And he actually admits it in his own book. Here's a quote. People involved in unskilled labor will become superfluous when their jobs are replaced by machines, and there is almost no human employment in production, agriculture, and transportation. So the machines are going to come in to replace the workers, the unskilled labor, and then people who either refuse or are incapable of getting the cybernetic implants, the cyborg upgrades. This is what he said about them. Quote, humans who do not utilize such implants are unable to meaningfully participate in dialogues with those who do. So he's basically saying, if you don't get the brain chip, if you don't get the cybernetic upgrade, which is going to be consigned to the elite because most of us won't be able to afford it,
right,
or if we reject it and, you know, get called neo-Luddites, then we're not going to be meaningfully engaged in society. We're not going to be able to have dialogue with other people, which is kind of like what the modern cell phone is. If you don't have a cell phone, then you're seen as somehow backward and you can't communicate with people. It's going to be that to an even greater level, but I think more people will resist the cybernetic implants, the upgrades, and it's going to create this clash of two classes where the elite goes off and has all these upgrades, life extension technologies, while the rest of us are left to suffer in, you know, the cry freedom ghetto, as it once was described. And this is all out of
just to interrupt you briefly, Paul, and we can get back to Kurzweil. But we see this recently with the Xbox, I don't want to call it a scandal, but the Xbox One, the next generation, where they said that they were going to have it plugged into the internet 24 hours a day, and it had the retina scanning. The thing was so advanced it could tell if you were enjoying the game. And we had one of the publishers, I believe it was, for one of the game companies came out, and he said, well, if you don't like your Xbox being on 24 hours a day and all your information being gathered. Well, you can just stay with an Xbox 360. And enough people said, well, we'll just stay with the Xbox 360. Then Microsoft came out and was like, no, to go out and buy the Xbox One. So we see when people rise up and they say, we don't want this technology that can actually have a meaningful impact.
Well, precisely. I mean, you don't have to go along with it. What they're trying to bring in is the Internet of Things, where slavery is sold as convenience. I mean, this is what Petraeus talked about when he said, you know, it's the new cutting edge of clandestine statecraft. They don't need to wiretap anyone if every device in your home is on the Internet, is sending messages about you, is recording you, as with the Xbox.
Exactly. No, I didn't mean to interrupt, Paul. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, and That's basically what this is all heading towards, is being even more plugged into the Matrix. And those who aren't are ostracized from society. I mean, you read the book and it's quite frankly bizarre. By the end of the book, one of the characters in it who he has a dialogue with has merged with her computer hive mind lover and is having sex with herself in virtual reality.
This is the kind of book
that he envisages.
That's in Spiritual Machines?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's absolutely crazy. She dumps this character, Molly, dumps her husband, and actually goes off and fornicates with this computer hive mind. And then by the end of the book, Kurzweil wants to get in on the fun as well. So this is a very disturbed mind.
There is a real story about some, I guess they do this in Japan, where you can marry like a video game character or like a cartoon character. And there's this guy. He married a cartoon character, and he had it on his little iPhone or whatever he was. He's like, yeah, this is my wife, Susie, and I don't know how they fornicate, or I guess they're married, so they don't fornicate. But that's, we'll talk about all that and a whole lot more on the other side with Paul Joseph Watson.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
To the Alex Jones Radio Show, Jakari Jackson and Paul Joseph Watson filling in. Now, Paul, I know you have a lot of information to go about, and this is the last segment, so I'm just going to step back, give you the reins, and go over all your information.
Well, yeah, we were talking about Ray Kurzweil and his recent prediction, again, that by 2045, humans will upload their minds into computers, and then in the decades following, we will basically dispense with the body altogether. We will become virtual reality avatars. Basically, to me, that means a complete spiritual holocaust. You can't survive, the spirit can't survive in a computer program. But that's what he's predicting, and he's been very accurate with his past predictions. As I said before the break, I would question his sanity by the fact that he has a dialogue with this character called Molly in his book, who is living through the different time periods which he forecasts up to 2099. And by the end of it, Molly has dumped her husband. She's merged with a hive mind computer program called George. She has virtual reality sex with this computer program. And basically, the original Molly, her body has been dispensed with. They all merge together. And then by the end of it, Kurzweil himself gets in on the act. It's completely bizarre, but people give this guy credence because he's had accurate predictions. What's frightening about it is those humans who resist this cybernetic upgrade, this merging into the Matrix, becoming a virtual reality avatar, you know, uploading your mind to a computer. And remember, Kurzweil is one of the key directors at Google. This is not some ranting lunatic. He's got a position of power now. They quote, in this book, Kurzweil quotes Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, and he's also quoted by Bill Joy in the Wired magazine article, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us. And they give him credence, despite the fact that he was a terrorist, because he outlines succinctly the dangers posed by this future that Kurzweil and others are predicting. And this is the quote: due to improved techniques, the elite will have greater control over the masses, and because human work will no longer be necessary, the masses will be superfluous, a useless burden on the system. If the elite is ruthless, they may simply decide to exterminate the mass of humanity. If they are humane, they may use propaganda or other psychological or biological techniques to reduce the birth rate until the mass of humanity becomes extinct, leaving the world to the elite. That's what Ted Kaczynski wrote. That's what Kurzweil quotes in his own book as either one of those two likely outcomes as a result of this new class system being created by the elite having access to the life extension technologies, the cybernetic upgrades. So they're basically saying, once the elite are in that position of total technological dominance, we will be superfluous if we don't adopt the same thing. It will be kept from us to begin with. Most people won't be able to do it. So we'll either be sterilized and go out of existence, or they'll just slaughter us straight off the bat. So that's what the futurists are predicting for humanity. I, for one, have no interest in seeing that as the future of the human race, but a lot of influential elitist futurists like Ray Kurzweil do.
Yeah, it's a very scary thing. It's a very creepy thing. You know, it reminds me of that statue you guys saw at Bilderberg, that weird half Terminator looking thing climbing out of the ooze. And that's really what they want. And it sounds so sci-fi to anybody, you know, who's new to this information. But this is very much what they want. Briefly, Paul, give me your thoughts on Google Glass.
Well, again, Google Glass was predicted by Kurzweil in this book in 1999. Eventually, obviously, it's going to be embedded in the eye. It's going to be a contact lens as well. But that is part of this transhumanist move towards cybernetic upgrades. The good news is that businesses across America are already banning it because it's
okay,
basically
Paul,
a wiretap.
Paul, we're close to the end, but I do agree with you on that. InfoWars Nightly News tonight, 7 p.m. Central. I'll be hosting. GDR Netta will be in studio with me.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.